AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The clock has been stopped at the Iran nuclear talks in Switzerland. Iran's senior negotiator, Hamid Banadinejad, tells reporters, as far as he and the others are concerned, the goal is to reach a framework agreement, no matter the time.
6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock. For us, the whole day can end in the next morning. So we are sparing no effort to find the best solutions.
State Department says enough progress has been made to warrant the extension. Secretary of State John Kerry, who was supposed to leave Switzerland today, has decided to stay through at least tomorrow. After claiming she used just a single device to access a personal email address on a homebrew server, AP has learned that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also used a tablet to read and send emails to her staff.
The whole reason why she wanted a private email server, well, she didn't have to carry around these multiple devices, you know, one owned by the State Department, one of hers, so she could check all this email. But now that argument seems to be in question because she has not just a BlackBerry that she's routinely seen with, but an iPad as well.
AP correspondent Jack Gillum reports that the State Department has provided, under a 2013 Freedom of Information request, just 4 emails between Clinton and senior advisors over a 4-year period relating to drone strikes overseas and U.S. surveillance. Indiana Governor Mike Pence wants the state legislature to amend the state's religious freedom law.
Clearly, there's been misunderstanding and confusion and mischaracterization of this law. And I come before you today to say how we're going to address that.
A number of companies and organizations, including Apple and the NCAA, have voiced their worries over the law. On Wall Street, at the close, the Dow's down 198. This is AP Radio News. Johar Tsarnaev's lawyers called just 4 witnesses to testify in the first phase of the Boston Marathon bombers trial. Boston University law professor Robert Bloom says the defense strategy has been to keep Tsarnaev from being executed.
If they're able to get the jury not to vote for the death penalty, then that would be a victory. That's been their objective.
Tsarnaev's lawyers say he was a troubled 19-year-old who had fallen under the influence of his radicalized older brother, Tamerlan. Closing arguments will be held next Tuesday, April 6th. A West Texas man is charged with impersonating an officer by using sirens and flashing lights to skip to the head of the drive-thru line at a fast food restaurant. Odessa police say Michael Chico was arrested after an off-duty officer spotted his truck. Corporal Stephen LeSweer says Chico's vehicle looked like an unmarked police vehicle. He says that Chico admitted he wasn't an officer. He's now free on $15,000 bond. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.